Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Violent crime is down in this country almost across the board. There are, however, a few notable exceptions, and one of them has police chiefs understandably concerned. According to statistics from the FBI, the number of police officers killed last year was up by 25% from the previous year and up by 75% from 2008. We spoke to former Los Angeles police chief and NYPD commissioner Bill Bratton about these numbers.
Policing is, by its very nature, a very dangerous profession. What is ironic is as crime has gone down dramatically in the United States now for almost a full generation, that we've got this aberration of, at this particular point in time, a significant increase in officer deaths, and particularly officer deaths as a result of gunfire.
A total of 72 officers were killed in 2011, and for the first time, there were more officers killed by suspects last year than car accidents. Again, here's Bill Bratton of the LAPD.
The reality is it's never going to be a violence-free world, and there are always going to be officer injuries and officer deaths, and that's sad, and it's also motivation to do all we can to improve the training of officers, the frequency of it, as well as to punish severely those that would threaten them, harm them, kill them. Society has that obligation to its officers because they are, in fact, going in harm's way for our society.
Joining us now, Maria Haberfeld, professor and chairperson of the Department of Law, Police Science, and Criminal Justice Administration at John Jay College of Criminal Justice. Maria, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
I wonder how you sift these statistics. I've seen several different interpretations of these numbers. What do you see?
Well, what I see is something that in social sciences it's not necessarily very conclusive yet. We're looking at a limited time frame, a limited timeline, and of course it's a matter of concern for us. I was part of a course of a study sponsored by the FBI to look at the first few months last year of what happened during the first few months as far as police officers' deaths were concerned, and we did identify a number of factors of concern. I think Commissioner Bratton mentioned one of them, which is we do need to increase and better training for police officers. But to make a conclusive remark about this, to make a conclusive statement, we would need to look at the number of years from now and then compare it with the statistics from previous years.
Meaning that we don't have enough data here to really call this a trend, right?
No, we don't. It's just too early to say this. You know, there's a huge difference between short-term studies and long-term studies. At this point, we only have short-term studies based on limited statistics.
But there are a number of things people are pointing to that can affect the safety of a police officer on the job. One of them is the recession, that perhaps people get involved in more violent situations when they are unemployed, when they are desperate. Another one is the fact that the recession has caused a cut in budgets, that perhaps when they would have sent five officers out to control or apprehend a suspect, now they send two or three. All of those things contribute here, right?
Definitely. But from our study, what we found that the overwhelming majority of the offenders, and we looked at 14 cases last year that were the first 14 cases of officer being killed in the line of duty. And two main themes appear to dominate the picture, mental health issues of the offenders and violent crime recidivism. So these are sort of not necessarily related to the recession. But as far as training is concerned, as far as the number of officers deployed, this is a very valid point. We did find that in majority of cases, the officers who were killed were by themselves. And this is unfortunately a trend around the country of sending officers by themselves and sort of ignoring the fact that there is strength in numbers. And we're not going to see much of a change in this trend given the recession. And the other thing that we did find out in the story is that there is in the research that there's a limited number of hours devoted in any agency to what we call EDP training, emotionally disturbed person training. And this is something that definitely is going to suffer during the recession, because the first thing that's usually eliminated during the recession as far as police departments are concerned is money for training.
We're speaking with Maria Haberfeld, professor and chairperson of the Department of Law, Police Science and Criminal Justice Administration at John Jay College of Criminal Justice, and talking about new numbers which seem to suggest that there have been more police officer deaths on the job in recent years than there have in years prior. However, Maria, while we're sifting through this, not calling it a trend yet, we do see a incredibly large drop in police officer deaths this year in 2012, and we don't know why that is either, right?
Yes, that's true, and this sort of validates and reinforces what I said before, that the first cases that we looked at last year, the first 14 cases showed, you know, trends. It didn't show any trend that's related to anything specific other than mental illness and recidivism, which is not something that changes from one year to another in a dramatic and drastic way. So it was more an issue of, again, some sort of a spike that we cannot yet give a scientific explanation that will give enough material for serious policy changes. But as I said before, again, and I cannot say enough since I am a training person in my orientation, that definitely the analysis of the cases point to the need for more training, not just in the area of emotionally disturbed people, but also in the area of how do you handle a situation in an open environment, which is sort of counter to the war stories that usually police officers are trained around, that there are certain dangerous or perilous geographies that they should be very aware of the environment versus open environments, also time of the day. Most of the encounters happen during the day, and officers are socialized to think about the dark hours as more dangerous than the day hours. But again, I cannot emphasize enough, any social science study that is based on a limited data has to be treated with, you know, limited understanding of what happened there.
I hear you on that. And I wonder, there's a number of places around the country in which there are actually more people being shot by police than ever before, than in 2004, 2005, and 2006. An uptick that again began in 2007. So perhaps what we're seeing among police officers is a rise in gun violence.
Well, I don't know. What we're definitely seeing, again, is need for more training. And this is something that will affect both encounters, the encounters from the perspective of the offenders shooting police officers and police officers shooting the members of the public.
Although training costs money, and so does getting more police officers on the job, and that's something most cities don't have right now.
Yes, but we're looking at people's lives, and I think if there is an area worth investing, this is it.
Maria Haberfeld is chairperson of the Department of Law, Police Science, and Criminal Justice Administration at John Jay College of Criminal Justice. Maria, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Talking about new statistics from the FBI, which show in the last few years that the number of police officers killed on the job has risen by a significant amount. Although, again, in the beginning of this year, they dropped by an equally or perhaps larger amount.